ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces. Finally learned that Jane, whom he sent to settle the lawsuit with old man Neff for $5,000, came back with $5,000 from Mr. Neff instead, having misunderstood instructions. This episode is in alternate scenes in the Aces' bungalow, the living room, and then Jane's room. But first the living room, where Mr. Ace has just let in Neff's young lawyer, Johnson, to whom Jane lent Mr. Ace's dark coat and striped trousers, unbeknownst to Mr. Ace. Listen.
Well, what do you want with Mrs. Ace? You're not worrying about that $5,000 she got by mistake from Mr. Neff, are you?
Oh, no, it's not.
Because if you are, you're too late. I called on Mr. Neff this morning, and we returned it, and we straightened the whole thing out.
Oh, no, it's not that, Mr. Ace.
Well, what do you...
Oh, excuse me, Miss Ace. May I introduce Mr. Tune?
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you.
She's my girl.
Oh, she's...
I'd like to see Mrs. Ace if I could. Sort of personally.
Well, of course you can, but what do you want her about? I mean, the whole suit is dropped. There's nothing...
No, it's not about the suit, Mr. Ace.
Not that suit, anyhow.
What?
Oh, Sugar, don't you think I'd better talk about it privately to Mrs. Ace?
But, honey, she'll have to tell her.
I know, Sugar, but after all, it's like betraying her confidence if we don't ask her first if we can.
Yes, I know, honey, but don't
I
you think
don't
you know?
I don't know, Sugar, but if he does...
Do you two want to be alone?
What?
What's going on here? What is this that you do with...
I'd like to see Mrs. Ace personally.
Oh, it's not about the case.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's all over. This is something, well, personal.
Personal to you or to Mrs. A?
Well, I should say, and vice versa.
Vice versa?
Yes, if I may use a legal phrase.
Oh, yes, yes, you may use legal. Say, there's something that's bothered me all through the trial. I don't mean to be impertinent, but I know you from somewhere, don't I?
Who, me?
Yeah, there's something very familiar about you. Right now, for instance, there's something I know I've either met you or I've seen you a lot. I just know I have.
Well, just in court, Mr. Ace.
No, I mean, I recognized it the minute I saw you in court. I couldn't take my eyes off of you.
Neither could I. Wasn't he marvelous?
What?
I say he was marvelous, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, yes, that. But I mean, let me think. This has been worrying me now for a couple of weeks. Where was it that it's something I know I've seen? Do you have lunch at Snyder's downtown? Or...
No, I don't.
You don't? Was it, you haven't had your picture in the paper or something like that?
Oh, no, nothing like that.
You haven't. You wouldn't like to help me. I mean, if you just want me to go on guessing.
No, I think I might be able to help you, but first, well, I'd like to see Mrs. Ace if I could.
Well, we're back to that. Well, she's busy washing the dishes right now, but I guess that I could...
Did you call me, dear?
Oh, here she is.
Well, hello.
Hello, Mrs. Ace.
Hello, Mrs. Ace.
Well, of all people, dear, do you know...
Yes, we all just met once more.
Once more? Oh, did you meet them before?
I guess Miss Ace means we met in court before.
Yes, and someplace else, I'm sure. Do you play handball up at the Y?
No, I don't play handball at all, Mr. Ace.
Where was it that
Mrs. Ace, I'd like to see you a few minutes.
All right.
It's the most exciting news, Mrs. Ace.
Exciting? Oh, I'll bet I know. Is it?
Yes.
No.
Yes, ma'am.
You are not.
Yes, we are.
Well, William.
Well, honey wants
Can
to...
I talk to you a few minutes?
Sure.
I'd like to talk to you alone.
All right, let's go into my room. Let's come on right in here.
Goodbye, honey.
Goodbye, Sugar. I'll miss you.
Is it true?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I can't believe it, but you said you would.
Well, all the pensions.
Yeah, some fun. It's a game, I suppose.
What?
And three-handed, I imagine. You wouldn't mind letting me in on what all this is about.
It's a secret.
Oh, a secret?
Uh-huh. How long have you and Miss Rose been married?
Married? Oh, about, I'd say about 28 years.
20? Oh, you're kidding. You told me six.
She told you. You and she got quite chummy during this trial, didn't you?
He's a thief.
Yes, but I mean, isn't it quite unusual that the lady being sued for so much money gets so friendly with the lawyer hired by the man who was suing her?
Oh, but Phil is different.
Phil, that's his name. Phil Johnson. I don't seem to remember that name, but I'm
What's
sure...
What's he doing in there so long?
Oh, it's been ages, hasn't it? You in a hurry, or...
Well, it all depends.
It all depends. Some more of the secret, I suppose.
Yes, I... Can't tell you, Mr. Ace. Not now, anyhow.
Can't. Well, we can just sit here and wait, I guess.
I guess we'll have to.
Yeah.
Dum, 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 dum.
Oh.
What?
Nothing. I was just... but I don't understand yet what Mrs. Ace has to do with Phil.
Well, it's not all Phil. It's part me. It's sort of...
Sort of 50-50.
Yes, that's it. Isn't he marvelous?
Oh, yes, he's darling. If I could only think where it was. Do you know if he plays pool
around?
Oh,
Phil doesn't play pool.
Oh, he doesn't.
Oh, no, not Phil. No drink, no smoke, no gambling.
And no rub-in, I know.
What?
Well, look, Miss McHugh.
You may call me Ethel if you like.
I may?
If you like.
Oh, now that is...
Because I feel, that is, I feel and feel feels...
Feel feels?
I'm a little excited, I guess.
Yes.
Well, anyhow, we both feel that you and Mrs. Ace are, well...
Well, what?
Well, it all depends.
I don't get this all depends. What do you mean, it all depends?
Well, you see, Mrs. Ace, it all depends on you.
You mean about getting married in that coat and those trousers?
Yes, they look pretty nice, don't they?
Oh, yes. But how did you decide to get married so quick? Because the last time I talked to you, you said you wouldn't get married only if you won the case. But you didn't win it because Mr. Ace and Mrs. Neff settled the whole thing.
Well, at first I was pretty heartsick about it all, Mrs. Ace. I mean, this being my first case, I did want to win it. But then I got to thinking about the way it turned out. After all, I didn't lose it, did I? Settling it out of court isn't like losing it, is it?
Well, no.
So Ethel and I talked it over and decided not to wait any longer. Especially since I was wearing this outfit. It's just the right thing to get married in. That's why we came here. We're going to be married right away and go away over the weekend on our honeymoon. I got permission from my office to be away until Monday. I can have it cleaned and dressed and sent right out here first thing Monday morning. I didn't want to say anything in front of Mr. Ace about it.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't. He might not like it.
That's what I was afraid of. And I'd hate for you to have any secrets from your husband.
Oh, what he doesn't know won't hurt.
That I can wear it?
I guess so. He doesn't wear his dark suit in the summer at all, and he doesn't even like his striped suit. I guess he won't know about it.
Just the same, it makes me feel kind of creepy having him looking at me the way he does and saying he remembers seeing me somewhere. Maybe we ought to tell him the whole truth.
Oh, he might not like it if he knew you were wearing his clothes.
That's what I was afraid of.
You see, I only lent it to you so you could look all right at the trial.
Oh, that was swell of you, Mrs. Ace. To save the day for me. I don't know what Ethel would have thought if I had to appear in court without the striped trousers and this dark coat and this pearl gray vest you think. Well, if I may use a French phrase.
If you want to, go ahead.
Well, it does lend that savoir-faire.
Yes, it kind of does with that. Well, I'm so excited about you two getting married. When are you going to?
Tonight.
Tonight? You mean you're eloping?
Well, I guess you'd call it that. Ethel and I kind of feel that you brought us good luck, and we kind of like to feel that you're interested.
Oh, I am.
And I'd like to feel that Mr. Ace was with us.
Oh, he is.
But I still feel kind of funny about wearing his clothes and not being able to tell him about it.
Oh, I don't think you better. Not now, anyhow. I'll tell him sometime. Maybe after you bring it back. Now, you're going to be sure to bring it back early Monday morning, like you said.
Oh, yes. Positively, without fail. It'll be a great load off my mind. Makes me feel kind of funny having him look me over the way he does and say, "No, you."
Now, look, Ethel, since you simply won't tell me where you and Mr. Johnson are going, maybe you'll tell me where Mr. Johnson has been.
Has been?
Yeah, something about him. I'm still trying to figure out where I've seen him before. Not once before, but often. I know I've seen him often. I know
he's
that...
He's certainly been in there a long time.
Well, yes, he's been in there too long to suit me. I've got to know just where we fit into this cozy little picture and what's game.
Where are you
to...
going?
I'm
going
to call him. There's something going on here that... Oh, there you are.
Honey.
Sugar, it's all settled.
It is.
Yes, indeed. Glad?
Glad. Oh, I'm so excited.
Well, hurry. Let's get going. Thanks a million, Mrs. Ace.
Thanks for what?
Oh, she knows. Come on, Sugar. We've got to make it snappy.
Oh, honey, be careful.
Oh, now I've done it.
Oh, your coat, you ripped it.
Oh, why can't you be more careful?
Oh, now I've done it. Look at it. Oh, Mr. Ace.
Oh, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Ace. This chair ought to be fixed. I could have torn the whole thing. Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Ace.
Well, don't apologize to me. No harm done to the chair, particularly.
Yes, but the coat.
Well, I can sew it in a jitney. Do you want to wait till
no,
I take it?
No, it's bad luck.
It is, Sugar?
Yes, it's bad luck to tear your coat.
No, I mean to postpone a...
Oh, that's right. You better hurry.
Yes, come on, Sugar. Goodbye, Mrs. Ace.
Goodbye, Mrs. Ace.
Goodbye, Mr. Ace. I'm terribly sorry about tearing the coat.
I ought to be apologizing. After all, it was a snag on my chair that did the damage.
Honey, hurry. It's bad luck, you know.
Yes, you better hurry. Goodbye. Goodbye, Ethel.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. Ace. I really am terribly sorry about...
He's
apologizing about tearing his coat. He seems like a nice guy at that. A little goofy, perhaps, about that. Hey, Jane, what is all this, anyhow?
Don't they make a nice couple? Especially him.
Yes, especially him. He's the one I can't get off my mind. Now, tell me, what is it that's brought them here on their way to get married?
Oh, did she tell you?
Well, in a roundabout way, but I'm not interested in her. What about him? You seem to know him pretty well, and I ought to. What's the lowdown?
Oh, dear, nothing like that. They're going to get married tonight.
Yes, but what are the details? What did he want with you?
Well, it's a long story.
Oh, cut it short, will you, Jane? I'm not up to long stories tonight.
They kind of remind me of the time my sister got married. The boy she was engaged to, sister, was engaged to a poor lawyer, too. Oh, he was a good lawyer, but I mean a poor one, you know. He only had one suit, too. It was a blue serge, and I remember once he got a new one, and he came over.
Imagine his running off to be married with a big hole in his coat. I've got an outfit like that. I could have lent him, but he was in such a hurry. Well, it'll be her first domestic job, sewing that up. And after talking to her, I can imagine what a neat job that'll be.
Oh, I'll sew it, dear.
You? She's his wife.
Yes, but that's your coat.
but that's what?
Well, the coat's out of the bag. But it's too late. The dark coat and striped trousers have done their duty. We'll learn more details when next we meet the Easy Aces.